regards to, I guess, there was a case that you, a report you made with Officer Reyes back in June.
Correct. Can I get somebody on the line real quick? Hold on.
I'm sorry?
I just want to bring in my business consultant real quick. Hold on.
What is their name?
Kevin Hall.
Okay.
Hold on one sec. And it was Officer Reyes and who else?
Officer Cohen.
Hi, Officer Cohen. Okay, Kevin, I left him a message to call me, so if he calls, I'll patch him in.
Okay, what is his last name?
Hall, like a hallway.
Okay, H-A-L-L. Okay, so what seems to be the issue now?
Well, have you reviewed the complaint?
I did.
Okay, so when I got the report back, first I was told by Officer Reyes that he was moving it over to the Detective Bureau or something.
Okay.
And so I sent him a bunch of emails to forward to them, and I had given him a list of witnesses, which are primarily attorneys who will validate my claims. They actually are direct witnesses to it and have made complaints. In fact, one of them just put the whole fraud into a federal bankruptcy court on the record. I've never seen an attorney do that in my life. But here is the problem. I have been whistleblowing on the court system. I'm one of the main people who've exposed guardianship murders across the country of what's going on with this, you know, grabbing little old ladies and robbing them and keeping them away from their families and killing them. I was instrumental in John Pesente's articles, Guardianship, A Broken Trust. He was with the Palm Beach Post. I am a victim of guardianship abuse of my children. I'm going to report that to you as well in this report. One of my sons was put into a guardianship for minors when he was an adult. Two of them, one became an adult after the minor guardianship, and the guardian just kept breaking open trust, stealing money, everything. I've got a group of people who can support claims against various of the attorneys that I'm presenting. One of them, I sent you the bar report from the Florida Supreme Court, has a case on Brian O'Connell. So if you reviewed the file, you would probably seen that. And Mr. O'Connell has been in a series. He was in a federal lawsuit. He lost for negligence and breach of fiduciary duties on a man he murdered, Julian Bivens' father. There's another guy who I brought into the Boca PD because he's looking for some assistance. He's claiming that Brian O'Connell murdered one of their family members. Hours after meeting him, he was found dead in a hotel, etc. His name's Ray Contreras. So here's what's going on. We're being retaliated on by the court system. Every one of us is going through foreclosures that they're doing through jimmied up documents and just basically using the court system as a weapon against us. Like putting guardians on my children while they're adults with no competency hearing. That's pretty much kidnapping your rights if you understand guardianship. So they couldn't attend hearings on their own behalf because the guardian was there making deals that killed them and destroyed trusts and put our home, which was in an LLC inside three trusts, at risk. So that
Wait, one second. Just so I understand. So you said your children were adults at the time that there was the guardianship put in?
On for minors. with a minor, you don't need a competency hearing. Obviously, like a four-year-old can't have a competency hearing.
But
one was 18.
Okay, so they were able to show the proof of date of birth, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. And my sons both send signed, fingerprinted, cease and desist.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, these guys are gunning for us. They want me on the street and dead. Excuse me?
Was there ever a hearing where they were represented?
Yeah, and here's what happened. So they put, you're going to love this. It was in a 15 judicial.
A couple questions. Where was that hearing held?
15 judicial.
Okay.
Judge John Phillips. I can get you all that.
Okay.
And I'll send you the cease and desist and everything. And that's what I wanted to meet detectives for. This is a very complicated case, but...
I got to get you to kind of like, just bear with me.
Yep,
ask specific questions.
Okay.
So what was that?
What date was that?
Yes, sir.
I don't have the exact date.
All right, an approximate year.
Well, hold on one second. Let me get my wife. She's good on all those things. Just hold one second. Oh, honey. Are you on mute?
Yeah.
I'm on with PD. How long are you going to be?
On who?
I'm on with the police department. They got a bunch of date questions.
Bunch of what?
When was the guardianship put on Josh, Jake, and Danny? What year?
I'm not sure. You'd have to double check all that and get back to
him. Okay. Can I write these questions down and send them to you?
Yeah, well, I'm just... Okay, so it wasn't this year.
Oh, no.
Okay, perfect.
No, but they're still causing damages to us, the guardianship orders.
Okay, so these things were all dealt with as far as in the civil court systems in reference to guardianship?
No, none of the criminal elements were. None of the criminal elements. This is criminal, meaning putting an adult in a child guardianship with no competency hearing and no doctor evaluation is criminal.
And okay, so you're saying that this was actually presented in front of a judge, correct?
The judge issued the guardianship order. He should be arrested, too.
Okay, well, that is not something that I can handle. It's way above my pay grade or our police department.
Well, actually, it's not, because otherwise you'd be telling me you can't take a complaint against a judge because he's above the law or he gets special process in the United States.
No, I'm just saying I'm... road officer with the Boca Raton Police Department. We only have jurisdiction within the city limits. That's what I'm telling you.
Okay, but you could bring in other parties for this.
Well, other parties would have to be notified, which would be people that govern the judges and the judicial system.
Okay, we'll get into that part later. But for now, what's happening is I have a home that we live in. And a series of frauds took place with attorneys putting in fraudulent documents into the court. This one you're going to like a lot. I was in a foreclosure action. One of the parties, Walter Somm, died. There was no substitution for his estate. They filed summary judgment in his name 7 months after he was dead. They didn't attach an affidavit for him, of course, which should have led to no summary judgment. But the judge, ignoring that he was dead, issued a final judgment in the dead person's name. Dead people can't hold property. Obviously, they can't file legal papers. Somebody dies, their legal representative no longer represents them and must represent either the personal representative or the estate. They didn't do that. Then I took it into bankruptcy and an attorney, and I gave you a report on this, a little brief draft that I was working on. I gave it to Officer Reyes day one, which explains some of this a little bit more in detail. But Bradley Schreiberg then filed a notice of appearance a year after the guy is dead in the bankruptcy court because he didn't want to tell the judge, oh, it's the estate, because his judgment doesn't match that. He only has a judgment in a dead man's name. So he continued propounding the fraud of a dead man. So he filed a notice of appearance for him. He made multiple representations at hearings before a federal judge. And finally, Inger Garcia, an attorney for my three boys, on June 8th, put in the federal record to the judge, you have a dead man moving the court today. It's a fraud on the court. She put all that in the record. I'll get you a copy of it. This is, and by the way, in the other case, the foreclosure state case with Judge Castronakis, Leslie Federico, my attorney for my boys,
Can I ask, why do your sons have attorneys? What does that have to do with any of this?
They own the house. They own the LLC the house was in, and they own the three trusts that held the LLC.
Okay, so your sons own the Bernstein
Family Realty LLC.
Okay, what are the names of your sons?
Joshua, Jacob, and Daniel.
Joshua, Jacob,
Daniel.
And Daniel.
Correct.
Are they all adults?
Yep.
Joshua's how old?
Oh, boy. Oh, those are all wife questions. They're all wife questions.
Oh. Not dad questions?
No. No, and don't ask my anniversary, I'll be getting divorced.
Well, that's not good.
Hold on, okay. I'll get
so
it for you.
So your sons own Bernstein's Family Realty LLC.
Correct.
Okay, and I see that that is the entity that owns the residence at 2753 Northwest 34th Street, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and what part of that do you have any interest in?
I'm the manager of BFR.
Is that what you call it, BFR?
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're the manager of BFR. Have any of your sons come in?
No, but we told Officer Reyes we were happy to come in and any time, and then he turned it over to detectives, but I never heard from them. And then when I finally called back, I got a report that had nothing in it.
Right.
So I'd like to get that fixed and then, you know.
Okay, so, well, what we're trying to figure out is also, again, maybe sifting through some more of this stuff to see how we can best help you and where our jurisdiction starts and where it ends as far as just city law enforcement officers. Do you understand that we're only able to do certain things?
Well, that's correct, but they told me that over at the sheriff, when they told me to come to you for this, for jurisdiction, for the house, they said in all this other stuff, they can bring in us or the FBI or whoever is necessary. They have that power to bring them into the investigation if they see.
If there is an investigation.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
If there's an investigation that we have for a crime that has occurred within our city, then we can bring these people in.
Okay.
If we can't determine a crime within our city that we can investigate, and again, it's only governed by the state statute and the laws, then we can't go bringing in other people. Now, that doesn't mean that you couldn't go to, you know, the other agencies and file and speak with people there. And that's what, you know, your attorney is civil and both criminal, I'm guessing, you're working with, because you're...
No, just civil right now.
Oh, you're just doing civil, okay. But you want criminal assistance.
Yeah, well, she's pretty good. She used to work for Janet Reno.
Say one more time.
Inger worked for Janet Reno, and she...
Okay, is Inger a criminal or civil?
She's well-versed in criminal. She did work for the Justice Department at one point.
Okay, so she would be able to also let you know what...
And she told me to have you call her, so that's why I put her as a witness. Okay. Leslie Federico's in the state foreclosure case, I was saying, she, it wasn't Schreiberg, it was one of the attorneys, Alan Rose or whatever, put in for the final judgment and said they had her consent. She had never spoken to him. She's told the judge that. He ignored it. And
not even anything that I can touch. That's way, way, way beyond us.
Yeah.
So what fraud was committed within the city of Boca Raton that we can help you with?
Well, they're attempting to steal my house.
Okay. And how is that?
Using abusive process, simulated legal process is obstruction of justice under your criminal code.
I don't govern that, though.
Yeah, that's a criminal code. That's criminal.
Okay, but it's not in the city of Boca Raton. That's where we're getting mixed up, sir.
Well, it's being used to steal a property.
Okay. When we investigate stealing a property, what else do you have that would pertain to the city of Boca Raton and our city limits?
Well, I'm going to have to think about that, but I went to the sheriff because the frauds are occurring in the court, and I've already caught a notary forging 6 documents in my parents' estate cases, and she got arrested, and they told me the sheriff had jurisdiction over the court.
Right.
But they swore to me that on what?
In the court systems, do you see the deputies inside the courthouse?
Yeah, they're sheriffs.
They're the ones that have the jurisdiction there. I do not.
Well, they told us you do. And so they sent me over here. I went there first.
That's why I wear a black uniform and they wear a green one and they're in there and I'm not. You don't see City of Boca Raton.
I agree with you. That's okay. What I was told by the sheriff, that you had the jurisdiction on this. With the house, because
with your house,
okay,
not jurisdiction with what you are claiming, and maybe that is where the confusion came up. You're claiming that there has been an illegal process within the court system to obtain this property that's within our city jurisdiction,
correct?
Okay, so the crime is occurring not at your residence, although it is the residence listed. The actual crime, the deceitfulness, is occurring in the court system, which it is a part of the sheriff's department. Understand?
I do.
So
that's what I tried to say to...
Right.
By the way, Bradley Schreiberg's in Boca Raton. And so that fraud's definitely you in your jurisdiction. His offices are executives.
Say the office, though. Where the actual... Like, for instance...
Well, he's forging the... He's doing the illegal documents at his office, obviously. And then filing them with the...
How do we prove that? What evidence do you have that says that I can go into that guy's office and prove that there's...
You don't need to. You just need to go to the court record. He submitted the documents to the court.
Sir, but I don't have jurisdiction there with the court documents to start opening things up to then look into that. If the sheriff's office looked at that and they needed assistance with our city, they would then reach out to us and say, hey, we have a case that we're investigating, and in the city of Boca Raton, the office is at X, Y, and Z, and then we proceed to see where we can assist them as far as that investigation.
Okay. Well, I'd like to get it docketed properly and then dismissed properly so I can respond to all of it in writing. I appreciate what you're saying, but, you know, I'm in the middle of a crime here, and I can't, it's been... Okay. 2.5 months while you guys are playing with jurisdiction, and then somebody's telling me it's a civil case when it's all criminal codes I'm complaining about. I'm lost. So
it is confusing, and a lot of people get very confused, very lost in deciphering the difference between criminal and civil.
Well, mine are all criminal. I know the code violations. They're not in the civil code. They're in the criminal. I have civil actions. I have ethical actions against these people. I have all that covered. These are criminal. I only come to you for crimes that violate the criminal code.
Okay,
so that's all I'm going to be complaining to you about is actual criminal events.
Okay.
So who handles them and how you guys mix it up and figure out jurisdiction, that's great. But then
made it very clear that the criminal acts are being done within the court systems and the court documents and the papers there.
Well, they're being done in people's offices in Boca Raton. That's how we got Spallina and Tesher.
they're going through the court systems. They're being seen and judged upon with magistrates, lawyers, judges, correct?
It doesn't matter. When you put in a fraudulent document saying you're representing a dead person, how did you retain him? Did he get out of the grave and sign a retainer? That's a fraud on a court. It's a fraud on me. It's a fraud on all this.
You've brought that before to the court, right? That
I did, and I just brought it up in federal court, and he said, go to the police. Here I am. The federal judge said, I can't do anything about criminal. I'm a civil attorney. He said it on the record. He said, but if you're afraid and you think somebody's committed fraud in this court, go to the police, son. I said, okay. And here I am again. And I'm just bouncing around. This is not rocket science. This is a crime in progress. And it needs to be addressed. People need to be called in and talked to. And then you can dismiss it. You can tell me I've got to go to the sheriff or the FBI or whatever you want. But I'd like a formal docketed complaint that has my complaints, and I was directed to go to you by the sheriff and by a federal judge. He didn't say go to the sheriff. And so, you know, he didn't say go to the sheriff. He said go to the police.
Okay, they're also police officers. They're law enforcement. Play with the words, but the sheriff's office governs certain areas of the county and also the courts.
I'm sure we got enough that covers both. I mean, there's, when we get deeper into this, there's so much crime here against me. The court system that you rely on and believe in is three judges who handled my case all took early retirement. A fourth one who did the foreclosures on his way.
Sir, what are the years that you are claiming that this has been going on? From what year to what year?
2012 in my parents' estate case.
Okay, so starting from 2012 till now?
Yep.
Okay, and what have been the courts that you have gone through?
I've gone through the 15th Judicial, the Illinois Federal Courts, Southern District, or Northern District, Judge John Blakey. I've been to the Federal Bankruptcy Court that I'm in now. I'm still in the state court. The estates and trusts are still open.
Oh, the bankruptcy court?
What?
You said you went to the federal bankruptcy court?
Correct.
You had a case that was seen before a judge?
That's the one I just told you. The judge the other day told me to go to the police if I had evidence of fraud in the court.
And where was that actual court hearing at?
Zoom. But it took place in West Palm Beach bankruptcy.
Estate. 15th Illinois Federal and Estate.
The Illinois court was about a stolen insurance policy.
Okay.
And there's still issues that are going to come up from this stuff with the guardianship. That'll kill all that work they did there. The 15th Judicial has been handling my mother and father's estates and trusts.
What's their names?
Simon and Shirley Bernstein.
Okay.
And they're both deceased.
And 15th Judicial has handling, is it closed?
Nope.
So are they in probate?
They are.
Yes or no?
Yes. Yes.
So you have an open probate case?
Yes, several.
With your parents' estate?
Estates and trust.
Okay. All right.
And there's just massive amounts of fraud going on in those. Meaning, because I can't get the police to go question the people who told the court my son was a minor when they knew. One of them's my brother, their uncle. So he knew they were adults. Even after they got all notified and served a cease and desist that he was an adult, they just kept going and going to hearings and entering settlements in his name. But I couldn't get anybody to get in here and do their police work because I'm sitting here bouncing.
When was that case?
That case is still all going.
Okay, When did it start?
And that case started in 2012.
Okay, and when were they notified that you found with an adult?
Hold on. Well, my brother obviously knew right along, and he's the one who's spearheading all that with his attorneys. But hold on.
Spearheading what? Is there an issue between your siblings and you with your parents' fate and trust estate?
Yeah. Two of them were cut out with their lineal descendants. And then the first fraud we uncovered and proved was that that six documents were forged, even one for my dead father, and notarized, and me, and submitted to the court to close my mother's estate. The notary got arrested, she was tried, convicted.
Okay.
Done. Then the sheriff hauled in the lawyer, Robert Spallina.
Mr. Yeah. Bernstein, what yes. are the siblings' names?
Theodore Bernstein, or Ted, lives okay. in Boca. Pamela Simon.
Okay.
And she's in Chicago. And those are the two that were disinherited entirely with their families.
Disinherited.
Yep, disinherited. And my brother's operating one of the trusts illegally because he can't be a trustee because he's related to my dad and excluded. But he's walking into court saying he's the trustee. And the courts are letting him, even though the language clearly denies him. So I've sent some of that, I think, to Detective Reyes, too.
Well, what has your lawyer done about that?
We're doing as much, they're telling me to get a complaint on file that they can testify to you about the crimes.
Okay, but wait, they're a lawyer. They can say this person is not, that's very black and white. That's for the judge and the courts.
No, those are civil matters that we're in, not criminal.
Correct.
That's right.
That's civil.
But when we tell the civil court about the crime, they tell us to go to the police.
Okay, but wait, let's deal with one thing at a time. You're saying that they're walking in there and they're passing themselves off as trustees and representing themselves as such. That's a civil matter.
No, that's a criminal matter. That's a criminal.
If you can prove that they're not and it's a part of a civil matter, that's something for your lawyer to say, no, he's not part of the trustee. That should be very black and white.
Yeah, they're telling me to go to the police because it's a crime. And they're going to talk to you as witnesses. So I have several of them who are all witnessing this. These are lawyers who are witnesses to judges committing crimes.
Okay, but we don't have a courthouse within our city. I can't go to Delray Beach, South County, and say, this guy's coming in here representing himself as such. That would be something that you would have to deal with the court systems, and then wherever that court is located. Primarily, you're going to deal with sheriff's office because they're the ones that will be handling that.
Well, then you need to call them and tell them that, because they're telling me absolutely not. It's you. That's how I got to Officer Reyes.
Okay, the only connection. And I don't know how much of this was clarified, and I can't speak for other officers, but I'm telling you, the things that we can only deal with are the things that happen within the city of Boca Raton.
Okay, my brother's in the city of Boca Raton.
Okay.
So you could ask to definitely question him if he's acting on the trust that he says he can't be a trustee.
Okay, okay. All right, what other courts are you dealing with?
That's it.
Okay. All right, so what we've been able to determine is...
Oh, the 4th DCA, I have an appeal. And imagine this, the appeal's in a dead man's name because the state was never substituted properly because they would have had a... Oh, here's another crime they did. They sued my children as...
What are you talking about? When you say
okay, in the foreclosure case, the party that sued my children as minors.
Okay.
And they were like 25 and 20 something, and you know, they're way over.
Minors during this process from 2012 to 2022, were there ever any minors a part of this?
Yeah.
Okay.
But when the guardianship was put on my son, he was 18. Playing
okay,
in the
but
men's
you had children that were under 18 during that time, correct?
I had two, and then one of them became of age, and he wrote another cease and desist to the guardian, and the courts all got copies, and they're ignoring it. Don't you understand?
Okay.
The court is trying to bury me because I'm exposing them for murdering little old ladies all over the country. I'm like, I just help Britney Spears get out. I mean, listen, we're in danger, and that's what I'm calling you about. These judges want us dead.
It's, okay.
And by the way...
Okay, sir, well, I take that very literally, so would you say...
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I'm saying okay. Dead.
Dan, give me a second, please, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you say murdering little old women.
Would yes.
We say that, as law enforcement officers, that is actually the physical act of killing somebody.
Well, I can give you a case right now that two...
Sir, hold on, please.
Okay. Okay.
We don't need extra trauma and verbiage that does not correlate with this. Okay.
Well, are you watching what's going on around the country with the exposure in the media?
Hold on. Can we just, because this phone call will take forever if we keep going off on these tangents. Okay. So, now you're saying you're in fear. Who are you in fear of and what has happened as far as a physical violence and in fear? What has happened?
Well... there's the curious case of Mitch Uhim, who was found after buying my parents' home in a foreclosure that was very contentious and led to the resignation of Judge Martin Golan, basically.
Where was your parents' home, sir?
7020 Lions Head Lane, Boca.
Okay, that's going to be West Boca. Go on.
And he was supposed to be meeting my brother, who said in court he didn't know him, and he was Donald Trump's motivational speaker, and he was
Where did they get you? Where is the physical violence towards you?
Well, I'm not going to get too far into it, but if you go to my website on the homepage, there's a picture of my car that had a bomb in it. That blew up three cars next to it.
Where was that?
That was in Boynton Beach.
Okay, so that's been reported to the Boynton Beach Police Department, correct?
Correct.
Okay, when was that?
2006.
Okay.
I know that makes it better, right? But nobody got arrested for it.
No.
Nobody got arrested.
That's Boynton Beach. What I'm saying is that is Boynton Beach. How can I help you within the city of Boca Raton?
No, you asked me what threats had been made on me. Then there were death threats against me by members of a company I used to own that my patents, which are behind this whole thing,
and where are those death threats? How were they made?
I reported it to the FBI in Long Beach, California, because that's where it occurred in California at the time.
Okay.
I've reported to your precinct quite a few crimes that have been going on over the last 20 years. See, I invented technology that's worth $1 trillion or more, they say. And I'm not the one who says that. People like Intel, Silicon Graphics, Lockheed, Warner Brothers, Sony, etc. are the ones who said it. I was about to become a gazillionaire when we found our patent attorney stealing our patents and using the court system to run a massive fraud to steal the patents out the back door. That is all documented at my website. I am still pursuing all of that. My life has been in danger for a long time. And they're using the court system as a weapon. They're violating their own laws to protect their involvement in major instances. And the chief judge, former chief judge, Jorge Labarga, was a guy I caught having hearings for companies that were similarly named to mine, that were opened without our company's knowledge, nobody at the board knew, and they were being sued by our law firm, Proskauer Rose, and the employees that Proskauer had brought in filed an involuntary bankruptcy against these fraudulent companies. And I'm trying to fight a court system that's the actual criminal. The 15th Judicial is a party to the theft of my patents. I took, and believe me, I filed a RICO in New York that was related to a whistleblower from the disciplinary department who blew the whistle on how this whole criminal conspiracy inside our courts is working in a federal court to Judge Shindlin. And, you know, I'm doing the best I can to report criminals. I know they're black robe crimes you're not used to handling because judges seem to think they're above the law. But you know what? They're public servants and they deserve to go to prison for a lot of this stuff they're doing in the courts against me. And I'm going to put them there sooner or later when I can get police and stuff who aren't derailed by lawyers, which seems to be how the conspiracy operates, according to Christine Anderson, the former First Department of New York disciplinary department member, who explained how calls are made when you make a complaint against a judge to U.S. attorneys, DAs, and you're blackballed. You can't get justice against them. They destroy you from that point. They use the court system to retaliate, start foreclosures, put attorney liens on you. I got a whole list of people who have been in the newspaper who are now suffering the wrath of the same courts who are involved in this guardianship ring. And look, I'm not making it up, but when I started pursuing these judges, I ran into a group you might be familiar with now. Are you familiar with them? National Organization of Women?
No,
they're the biggest organization, I think, in the world. And most women belong. But they have a division called Families Against Court Travesties, which was reporting on cases where Judge Phillips, the guy who issued the guardianships on my kid, was involved in, with other judges, giving children to registered pedophiles. Tying into Jeffrey Epstein, and I'm sure we all know of the cover-up there. But when I started getting into the files there, I started coming across a whole group of people who were complaining that their parents were abducted into guardianship. They were isolated from their family members, drugged up, and judges were doing this. Now, I also work with Sam Sugar, who heads the organization Americans Against Abusive Guardianships, AAAG something, GP, I think, AAAGP. Sam and I work with Sarah, Rick Black's organization, and we're exposing these judges and lawyers throughout the country, and we're getting people released from guardianship. There's a case right now I'm working on in Palm.
Commission of Judicial Performance?
What?
I'm sure you know them. Commission on Judicial Performance.
I think what you're referring to is the JQC, Judicial Qualifications Commission. Yes.
Well, I'm referring to the agency that's responsible for investigating complaints on judicial conduct.
Again, they can't investigate criminal allegations. They have no criminal authority. I've been down this route. I know what I'm talking about as far as...
But you think that local law enforcement agencies can't?
I was told to go to you. I went to the sheriff where I thought it was appropriate.
Don't have jurisdiction, but we seem to be the only people that you don't want to listen to, and you're taking.
Why do you think I don't want to listen to you?
It would make life so much easier if there was something that I could investigate that I could actually do to help you. Unfortunately, every single thing that you have brought up so far, I am unable to investigate, being a local law enforcement agency in the city of Boca Raton.
Okay, if that's what you want to say, put that in the report. Make sure everything else is docketed in the report properly. You have that the property damage.
You're absolutely correct. This whole conversation and everything has been documented via our body worn, and everything that you have stated has been noted, okay, in
Perfect.
Reference to a conversation.
Okay. Yeah, but I'd like that in the actual report correctly, who the witnesses are that I gave you, who the criminals are that I gave you. And I thought Officer Reyes was doing that and then forwarded it to the Detective Bureau, but somehow it got derailed. But none of the when I called Rita, who is in your records department. She was kind of stunned that none of the attachments that I sent to Officer Reyes were in the file, that none of the recordings, although she was checking on recordings. And Officer Reyes, did you have a recording of our first call, the intake?
Yes, sir. The report was made. Obviously, you already pulled it, and you said that none of the stuff on there was what you wanted. And the paperwork, via email, all of that was already placed into evidence.
So why is it not...
placed into evidence and not a part of our, like, the open records division?
Okay.
If something placed into evidence, it could, you can, it's still attached with the case number. You can't put anything in evidence without a case number attached to it. So that
it all had a case number attached to it.
Correct.
Right.
So there, so you're incorrect by stating that it's not.
Oh, I just didn't see it in the report or reference. And I thought when I gave him the initial draft of stuff,
you would see it, and I'll help you find it, is it says in our, within the narratives, officer narratives, there will be a portion where it will say, like, video footage or evidence, things like that.
Yeah.
Property.
Yeah, plus it's also missing who the suspects are and who the witnesses are.
Okay, well, we can't say somebody is a suspect until we have determined if a crime has been committed, so we can't label somebody as a suspect.
So if I think my neighbor stole my book...
Hold on. Well, if you're very... Okay, so what you're saying is something very, very specific and very black and white as far as a crime. What you have given us is completely different, okay? And we are determining where the jurisdiction is, if we're even able to handle as far as investigating any of it. So we have to determine that first before we can even say if somebody is a suspect, a victim, or a witness.
Okay.
We have to determine first if we even have something that we can investigate within our city.
Right.
Then from there, we can start identifying certain people.
Okay.
Okay? Right now, we have you as our complainant, and we have notified you that, unfortunately, there isn't anything that you've given me so far, although it does sound quite extensive, and that you've had stuff going on for over 10 years now, and you have contacted numerous
agencies. Yeah, a whole lot of people. Yeah.
Okay, all of that.
Yeah.
None of which are located in Boca, and the only thing that's in Boca is this residence that you still reside in. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect.
And it's being stolen through simulated legal process, it's called, if you look that up.
Are you in a foreclosure process now?
I am.
Okay. Have you been issued any sort of eviction? Have you been told when you have to be out of your residence?
No, they were about to sell it, and then we took it to bankruptcy, and there's a federal bankruptcy stay on the foreclosure action.
Okay. So it's within the court systems now, within the, you said, bankruptcy?
Yeah. Where more and more frauds are occurring by the second.
Okay.
Literally, they're committing...
And you brought that up during that, correct?
My attorney brought it up to the judge. Huh? Right.
Okay. I mean, it's documented, sir. All of that stuff then is documented.
Yes, and I'd like you to contact the witnesses who are lawyers, and I'm sure they can tell you better than I can the law and what's jurisdiction and all that. Meaning
they're doing it. They're handling it. That's the very same thing that you're complaining that nobody's handling is you are. You've got people handling it. They're doing it.
Okay.
I can't go and say, oh, judge, I'm not going to follow your order. Like, if there was an arrest warrant, I can't say, nope, that's not going to be an arrest warrant. Even though it's a signed document by a judge, I can't go, I don't have the authority to say no to that.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So you have it in the proper place.
Where? The court?
Yes.
No, the court's the criminal. You see, that's the part you're missing. These judges are gunning to get me destroyed out of my house.
So the actual criminal act is when they say that, okay, this house is going to be given to somebody else.
A dead person.
Okay, a dead person. So when that actually gets done and signed, whatever city, location that's in, that's where your crime has then been committed.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. but it's affecting somebody stealing my house here in Boca.
Okay.
So understand. We'll figure it out. Well, I'll give you time. Figure out who's got the right jurisdiction. Give me a letter to that effect, and I'll go to the sheriff. I'll go to the FBI, whoever you tell me.
Okay.
And I appreciate that. And I appreciate your help. I'm just a little stressed out. I'm supposed to be in a bypass surgery 6 months ago. I've got a 250 over 150 blood pressure, and it's probably up to 600 by now. But I appreciate greatly your help. I'm not being combative with you. I'm just scared to death for my wife and children. It's gotten that scary here. And we don't feel that we can reach out to anybody for help when the court is the one doing the crime. And
okay.
I mean, a judge putting a guardianship on an adult as a minor, that's a criminal act. And somebody's got to deal with it. It might not be you guys, but that's what I was told.
Definitely. No, we don't.
Maybe it takes a group here because there's just so deep.
Definitely not in a local law enforcement agency's hands.
Well, we'll figure it out, and I appreciate your time today.
Okay.
All right. And if you want me to come in, if you want me to get you anything, documents, or as soon as you finish the report and have the right jurisdiction, let me know.
Yeah, and I can tell you, it's finished, and it's going to be your judicial, your court systems, the governing agencies there, and also the sheriff's office, wherever that is occurring.
Oh, okay. Let me ask you this. So, who is the governing authority if a judge shoots me in court, let's say?
In court?
Yeah, let's just say.
In that courthouse?
Yeah, he shoots
me. So, if you got shot in Delray Beach Courthouse, that would be Delray Beach and the sheriff's office.
It would.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yep. And they can arrest the judge, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, and then you've just answered a lot of questions for me.
Okay.
Because we need a few judges here arrested.
Okay. And very good.
Okay.
I'm glad we could help. Thank you, sir. Take care.
Well, wait. What's the follow-up here? Are you going to get me the jurisdiction?
I just told you.
What? I missed it.
The sheriff's office, sir.
No. Can you put that all in writing to me? So
yes,
I can.
Sir. It's in the report. We've documented it. It's on our body worn camera.
Is there there's a new report?
No, we're going to just do a supplement to the same
one. Oh,
great.
There's
nothing new.
Will you send me that when you're done?
You can request a copy of it within 7 to 10 business days, just like you did with the initial one.
Okay, so when's that going to be in?
Well, 7 to 10 business days, you can call and request a copy of it.
Oh, no, I mean, when are you going to have time to update the record?
We do our supplements by the end of our shift.
Oh, okay, cool.
And that goes into our system, and then however long it takes for the records department to clear it, to approve it, whatever it is, they always say it takes 7 to 10 business days.
Yeah. No, I'll call Rita. Okay.
Very good.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Have a lovely day. Thanks, Officer Reyes,
too.
All right. Bye, guys. Thank you.